What's the word, y'all? Or what's the worlds that we're dwelling in? Now, this is kind of how it goes, but, you know, once you get on a roll, it's time to, you know, keep on going deeper. And I'm also inspired by this wonderful, cool air and presence that I feel of autumn energies coming in to get on here and really do another session of just clarifying intentions and just see that hopefully this is something rather relaxed that also has a sense of urgency to it, to where, you know, you can easily see some who choose to take a certain route and it becomes very rant-like. This often occurs from having bottled things up, you know, for however many years or decades, and then attempting to let all the air out of the balloon at one time. And, you know, hopefully it's not like that. And so that would be the intention, that this doesn't come off as, you know, pushy or dogmatic or really gloom and doom, because we're not here to talk about Armageddon and, you know, deep and dark conspiracies. We're really here to talk about the balance that it is that we seek each day, each moment, and knowing that through mere words alone, that shall not be attained. And however, through mere words alone, neither shall we be damned. Meaning that through the flesh, ye shall not be destroyed. There are many who take the approach that all is lost, that the system that we're in is basically irredeemably corrupt, and that it has completely demolished our interior. Now, this is more subconscious, because they will preach that they believe that there is some sense of salvation or solvation, solution, resolution. However, their true essence shines through, which is that of panic, terror. So, we know that we empathize with such pursuits and such responses to this incredibly intense experience of living, but we don't actually participate in such things because, you know, generally it's rather healing for things to become diffused, to not escalate situations. So we are not like the ones who stand in the street and yell, or the ones that, you know, pick fights in order to psychically act out drama, that we would be better off just experiencing in our interior. So what is it that we do? Not just what we don't do. Now, the reason why we come back to that is that it is neti neti, meaning not this, not this, not that, because anything formulated in the semantic construct is going to come back as void. It's going to come back as not actually what we're engaged in at the highest level. So, you know, never take for granted, overlook the simple things which clarify more than we know. Meaning that a simple friendship even can serve to enlighten you beyond measure, cause you to be able to muse out loud, have a sounding board, and then arrive at conclusions that are rather amazing. So, we see that the world benefits from gratitude, as we ourselves are the world, and the world builders, and the ones that live in the world, embodying that paradox. And that in the name of whatever cross that one carries, even if it's the movement of carrying no cross, that becomes its own movement, paradoxically, and then becomes dogmatic of having no school. Listen to what I'm saying. That just because of whatever clothing something is put on the outside, that is not capable of defining its essence. We have all the ones today that like to deconstruct the language and see that everything in the language is corrupted and see that the legal name fraud, so nothing has a name, and that this and this and this, etc. Now, that is surface level only. Why continue to dwell on this conspiratorial knowledge? What we're hungry for, what the soul is hungry for, is knowledge of itself. Not just knowledge of the illusions which cloak itself. In fact, once the understanding of how those shading mechanisms work, they fade into ignorance. They fade into darkness. And then all that is retained is the purity of how we actually are. So we're talking about like Indiana Jones, you know, like there's all these pitfalls for us as beings, because there's a bunch of trails through this jungle. There may be areas that people have not been in a long time, but we're generally in familiar territory, although our memory is hazy, so we don't recall how we got here. We may have not remembered ever seeing it before. But the fact is that as we're in that exploration, it's both ancient and futuristic, synthesized into one in what's termed as the eternal now. Not merely the present or the shallowness of basically no memory, no history, forgotten your ancestors, but the eternal present, that timelessness which transcends all. So, while the words are generally unneeded, so is everything else, in the sense that we are fulfilled in and of ourselves, and nothing on the exterior level can corrupt that to the core. So then why fixate? Because many are those who become aware of the perceived slights, the ills, the imbalances in the world, and then for years, for decades, for countless stretches of time, for lifetimes, then go ahead and stick to that, not progressing to solutions because of the addictiveness of the juice of the negative payoff one gets emotionally, loving that suffering. and, you know, both liking to perpetrate it on others as well as oneself, which ends up being, again, the same thing. So, a lot of times that's what's missing when, you know, one feels that is the duty to indict all these different forces. Oh, I indict you, government official. I indict you, king. I indict you, queen. I indict you, dark forces, evildoers, Satan. Whatever you want to put on trial, what is that darkness that you have not made peace with within yourself? You know something's fishy when you're trying to say, look what these criminals do. They put this in the water. They put this here. Have you actually come to terms with the portion of yourself that enjoys the perpetration of such things? Not only does it, but finds fulfillment in these actions. Until then, until it's all compartmentalized and put on someone else, that becomes its own addiction, that becomes its own positionality, that becomes a limitation, a boundary, defines the outer barrier of what one is willing to accept as a part of the being. So, each instant has an extremely satisfying wholeness to it that is easily missed if one has a more powerful, dense payback. An example would be that, you know, if you're trying to eat a carefully prepared meal that has, for instance, some truffle in it, or something very gourmet, but, you know, you're drunk, it's like, where is the subtlety to experience what is actually already within the experience? Or the other thing, like, what about just some steamed broccoli, you know, with nothing on it? Now, that should be delicious to yourself, but the fact that one is addicted to the stronger tastes of spices, etc., it begins to then overshadow the natural experience, the natural enjoyment that comes. Likewise, with taking all things as they are and not, you know, needing to indict them. Say, okay, here we go, I'm the lawyer, you know, get ready, you're gonna get roasted. Because then you're putting yourself on trial. There's nothing else. All is self. So it comes back to simplicity on it, and I hope it's not too boring. But the fact is, you know, I think it's, you know, riveting. And the way that we revisit it every time, I don't know, it's endless. So that's the type of construct we're in. That's the type of beings that we are. And it's pretty amazing. So yeah, I just hope I can transmit a tiny piece of this gratitude that I feel to exist. And very blessed to be in this mutual experience with everybody. So, again, as always, let me know if there's anything that you want me to address in a later topic, or just let me know, hey, I really gleaned something from this, or any type of feedback I'm open to. And yeah, I will be back on the coming through the interwebs at you again soon.